share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The doctors not only protested peacefully, but they also obeyed SOPs. So what is there to investigate? After months, nay years of being patient, countless Malaysian contract doctors under the Hartal Doktor contract movement staged a protest today, the 26th of July. Their walkout was conducted with careful prior planning, and the doctors made sure their respective stations were covered before they went out for their protest at 11 a.m. Doctors from Hospital Kuala Lumpur, Hospital Sungai Buloh, Hospital Melaka and several other hospitals in Malaysia went out with their placards while being dressed in black, signifying their displeasure towards the government. Contract doctors from the hospitals Sultana Aminah, Johor Bahru. No one is allowed to gather during MCO. Dang Wangi District Police Chief, Assistant Commissioner Muhammad Zainal Abdullah said that the PDRM will be opening an investigation paper on the movement today, in particular to the one at Hospital Kuala Lumpur, reported Astro Awani. He added that this is due to the SOP of no public gatherings being allowed during the MCO period. No gatherings, no matter religious, social, sports, marriage or culture, is not allowed without obtaining the Health Director General's permission. In regards to the Health DG, he called for the contract doctors to not participate and remember the oath they took. Remember, many lives are on the line and the demonstration could affect their lives and even your career, he said. Hartal movement at Hospital Melaka. Their voice also matters. Unsurprisingly, Malaysians raged against the investigations about to be conducted on the fellow contract doctors who they feel didn't do anything wrong except fight for their rights. One Twitter user also called out the disparity in treatment faced by doctors for allegedly violating SOPs as compared to politicians who have clearly violated SOPs multiple times. This is so tiring. It's just been one day and they immediately start an investigation. The Pasir Selok MP opened his mask in the parliament, but there has been no actions. How about henceforth, PDRM also does contract hiring for the police. For those who perform, extend their contract another 6 months. Just cut whatever allowances they receive. Their voice also matters. It's not like they went about unplugging ventilators or destroying any government-owned properties. Is this investigation warranted? Let us know what you think in the comments section. Also read. Contract medical officers given 2-year contract of service to continue work and studies. Source. Signer Harian. Source. Astro Awani Source. Astro Awani Source. Astro Awani Source. Astro Awani. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.